And allow the mind to settle into the quiet. And allow the body to relax into the calm. Just as if you've stepped onto a beautiful hiking path, winding your way through the woods. You just descended the steepest hill, and so the mind and body are bright and energized. Allowing yourself to rest comfortably on the smooth green grass, just relaxing there. There beside the water, that's still. Flowing still water. Flowing and still. Thoughts will arise, but you don't have to think them. Just to let yourself know. Where there is knowing, there is no need to think. Thinking is aimless wandering, and this aimless wandering always leads to agitation. So instead of thinking, invite the mind to know. So that awareness will arise in place of thinking. And this awareness directs us to the wisdom that is always present. Resolving that right now is the time to train the mind to know. Nothing else. And when this young and restless mind wants to shoot off in all the different directions, running toward the fields of the future, diving into the shadows of the past, chasing after desire. pushing away the unpleasant. Surrendering to sleepiness. Imprisoned by foggy mind. Entangled in doubt. Our work right now is to anchor, to restrain the mind first with the breath. And so we begin by directing the bright wand of attention to the crown of your head and moving it slowly down across the body. Slowly until it reaches the tips of your toes. And this bright wand of awareness then slowly moves across the body on its way back to the crown of your head. Allowing the bright wand of awareness to move across the body, knowing with clarity and warmth the field of the body and the mood of the mind with loving awareness. Now comes the time to know the breath. Not putting any pressure on the breath whatsoever, but just knowing it. Allowing it to flow easily. Naturally. Comfortably. Maintaining your resolve that in this moment there are no other duties in the world . No fixed ideas about what is supposed to happen. What you should know or experience. Permitting ourselves not to be concerned with them. We just know them and let them pass through. Shanti Deva says the bird passes through the sky without a trace. Now we come to know sense impressions. Whenever the mind is agitated by a sense impingement, we know it. A pulling. Pressure, an ache, an itch, or pain, whether pleasant or unpleasant, it's not important. Not necessary to make a big deal, one way or the other. So without suppressing what sensations arise, or denying them, or indulging them, simply allow them to pass and return to the mind that knows. Allowing the knowing to be strong, the awareness to be constant. Awareness of thoughts arising and ceasing. Awareness of sensations, a field of energy popping in and out of existence. And as you continue in this way, allowing the mind to gradually lay everything down on the smooth green grass and come to rest beside you. The mind and body may feel light and energized, merging into the knowing, so that all that remains is one pointed knowing in a complete state of calm. If the mind attempts to become restless or sleepy, Inhale deeply until there is no space left for the air to go. And then release it entirely until no air remains. And then reestablish the knowing. From this place of knowing, look directly at your mind. Know the transparent, radiant awareness that is the unblemished, true nature of the mind. Peeking out from behind the clouds of thinking is the transparent, radiant awareness. Stepping further into this field of openness, sense the natural joy, peace and ease. Of the mind and body. And from this peaceful knowing, becoming aware of the views you're holding about yourself. Becoming aware of the views you hold about others. Becoming aware of any themes or patterns emerging that might be familiar. Patterns of thinking. Patterns of feeling. Patterns of relating. Let yourself know them. And then you might begin to become aware of the relationship you have to those patterns. becoming aware of the primary way you want others to see you, to know you. Inviting warmth and loving kindness to what wants to be seen. Becoming aware of a time, a situation, a habit where you found yourself clinging, distressed, or stuck. Inviting warmth and loving kindness to teach us what we can learn from it. Becoming aware of what you don't want others to see or know about you. Inviting warmth and loving kindness to what wants to stay hidden. Becoming aware of your real limitations in this body. In this mind. A relationship. Or a challenging situation. Inviting warmth and loving kindness to what wants to be accepted. Becoming aware of the skillful means available to you as a direct result of those challenges. Inviting warmth and loving kindness to what feels supportive. Becoming aware of your heart's deepest longing. inviting warmth and loving kindness to what wants to be held. The thinking mind is restless. Loving awareness stays put. And so we take refuge, accessible protection in the Buddha. The potential for awakening in this life. Taking refuge in the Dhamma, the way of understanding and love. Taking refuge in the Sangha. Community that lives in harmony and in this loving awareness. Dwelling in this place, in the open field of loving awareness. When the mind gets stirred, we return. We settle back again and again into loving awareness itself. From breath to breath. In the poem by Hogan Bays, in this passing moment. In the presence of Sangha, in the light of Dharma, in oneness with Buddha, may my path to complete enlightenment benefit everyone. In this passing moment, karma ripens and all things come to be. I vow to choose what is. If there is a cost, I choose to pay. If there is a need, I choose to give. If there is a pain, I choose to feel. If there is sorrow, I choose to grieve. When burning, I choose heat. When starving, I choose hunger. When happy, I choose joy. When I encounter, I choose to meet. What I shoulder, I choose to bear. When it is my death, I choose to die. Where this takes me, I choose to go. Being with what is, I respond to what is. This life is real as a dream. The one who knows cannot be found. And the truth is not a thing. Therefore, I vow to choose this Dharma entrance gate. Resting, knowing, beyond the field of thinking, breathing. Knowing, beyond the field of thought, holding. Accepting. Beyond the rule of doubt. May you return again and again to rest in the loving awareness that is your true nature. May it be so.